The Dow jumped nearly 200 points at the open on Wall Street this morning after Friday, which saw a 2% dive at the end of a week of tariff announcements from both President Trump and China. Today, White House economic advisor Larry Kudlow defended the president on CNBC.
So this president's got some backbone, right? Others didn't. And he's raising the issue, setting up a process that will include, it may include tariffs. Hopefully it'll be mostly negotiations, but you can't rule any of that stuff out.
Jill Schlesinger is business analyst with CBS News and host of Jill on Money. And Jill, the markets can't seem to sort out what is going on. Every day it's just up and down and up and down by big numbers.
I know. And I will absolutely understand if you're feeling a little bit of whipsaw from this action. It is almost as if large investors, not you and me, not the people who are managing our own money for decades in the future, but professionals who are trying to guess the next day, week, and month, they are having a battle on a daily basis, saying to themselves, wait a minute, am I so stupid that I'm going to risk the last amazing 18 months in this market when I don't know what this trade talk is going to amount to? Should I just get out? And then on the next day, if an administration official has called my trading desk and called my boss and said, don't worry, this is just talk, it's chatter, don't worry, then you don't want to miss the upside. And they have this crazy battle back and forth. It's like the angel and devil is on your shoulder and you don't know who to believe.
Well, is it mostly, though, about a possible trade war between the U.S. and China? Is that what's driving the markets?
Well, I think that in the last 2 weeks, absolutely. But and look, we have to remember this trade war talk and the taunts back and forth are happening against a backdrop of transition. And that transition is that we know that we are moving into another year where we're going to get interest rate increases from the United States Central Bank, from the Federal Reserve. And in addition, we're probably going to see other central banks across the globe start to tighten monetary policy. And so if you are already worried that you're not sure how stocks are going to react against that backdrop, and you throw the trade trash talk on top of it, it's really combustible. Oh, and by the way, this is the second longest bull market on record. So as you go further and further into a bull market, small things, large things, everything starts to spook you.
Now, aside from trade, one of the areas where we've seen some pretty big drops is in tech. And I'm talking, obviously, about Facebook, which has lost some value because of the Cambridge Analytica scandal. Also, other companies, Tesla as well.
Yeah, I mean, this is a fascinating sector. I happen to look this up because I'm a total geek and I need a better life, obviously. But over the weekend, I wanted to see, you know, what are those FANG stocks? Facebook, Apple, Amazon, Netflix, Google, or Alphabet. How have they done over the last few years? And I just forgot, frankly, that in 2015, Facebook was up 37%. And then it was up 10% in 2016. And then 53% last year. So all these stocks have gone up dramatically in the last, say, three full trading years. To imagine that they are now coming under pressure because potentially there's more regulation, there's uncertainty. We know there are new rules coming out of Europe that are going to limit some of their ability to do business. That makes sense to me. And certainly, if you think that these stocks have been up and are just never going down again, you are sorely mistaken.
Jill Schlesinger, business analyst with CBS News and host of Jill on Money. Thank you so much.
Thank you.